I'd catch a red horse or gig one, why, my wife or my mother would always bake them, and they was wonderful.
What about a buffalo? I don't think we have too many of those in Alabama.
Well, now, we've got a lot of buffalo here, and now since these lakes here, we've got them up here in these lakes that weigh 75 to 80 pounds apiece.
They get that big?
Oh, they're big. I don't know what I've done with them, I used to have them, but their scales will be, if you take a big buffalo, his scale will be as big as a dollar. And they're a heavy-bodied fish, heavy-bodied. And when you first catch one on the line, you think you've got a bear. Oh, they'll put up a fight for a few minutes, just worse than a bass. Then they give up.
Oh.
And they got a mouth something like a sucker. And I got a farmer in yonder that I got taken out of a magazine years ago as a fellow who wrote it was one of the best buffalo baits ever made. Well, they stay mostly in deep water and on muddy bottom. And when they go to feed, they stand on their head kind of and suck. And you can watch if the water gets clear, you can tell where the buffalo are feeding because there's little bitty holes all around in the bottom of the the river and such as that. And there's a fella in there you take along in July and August. When it gets warm, they float. What they call it. And we used to have a fellow lived here, they call him Shortage, his name. And after the lake was warm down here, why, he was walking along where they built the road up, and there was a big pile, and then he saw one there, he jumped in there and caught him, weighing 44 pounds.
Is that right?
And he had a time wrestling that fish, but he got him. But I've seen him up here, the people caught him, and there wasn't much sale for him here, but people from Little Rock would come over and buy them. Oh, they'd get 15 or 20 of them, they weigh 75 to 80, 90 pounds a piece, and they'd go and get them. And I've seen them there, and they looked like hogs. They were so big.
Well, are they good to eat, or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that buffalo, they're good eating.
Even a great big one?
Oh, yeah. They're like a... got bones a whole lot like a red horse. A red horse, a buffalo, and a carp, and a sucker have all got them there, what we call a fodder bones. They're tied in the middle, and each end is out, and they're sharp. And now, I've seen some of them. I never did catch one, but they're a half catfish and a half scaly fish. And I forget the names of them now. But I've seen several people have caught on trot lines. They're a pretty fish, and a lot of people, some of them are eating them now. They're a peculiar looking thing.
I don't think I've seen one like that.
Well, now, I think they originated over in Louisiana or Georgia or Alabama, but I forget the name of them right now, but it may come to me later on. But they'll grow pretty good sized fish. They'll grow up like a buffalo. They'll grow up as much as 50, 60, 75 pounds.
Have you ever seen people fish for catfish with jugs, put jugs in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Catch them like that?
Yeah, and of course, used to, a lot of people, they'd just go and tie a willow tree or a bush and just there, of course, fish feed next to the bank a whole lot. And by the way, to catch a big one, that bush is limber and you can't break it loose. If you got it tied to a pole, big heavy pole or a tree, you tear it out or break the line.
Yeah, I've seen that done before. You come back and the thing's all the way dipped into the water like that.
I tell you, when I lived down yonder at my old place where we moved in 96,